From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Opening statements began today in the trial of a Massachusetts man who stands accused, among other things, of distributing Al-Qaeda propaganda on his blog. Prosecutors told a jury that 29-year-old Tariq Mahana was an online operative for Al-Qaeda. The defense insists Mahana was just a young American venting about the Iraq War, speech that is protected by the First Amendment. Here's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.
To hear prosecutors tell it, Tariq Mahana supported Al-Qaeda when he translated one of its handbooks from Arabic into English. He also put English subtitles on a speech by Osama bin Laden and posted it online. Of course, lots of news organizations do more or less the same thing.
CNN probably still has on its website an Al-Qaeda instructional video.
That's attorney David Nevin. He's talking about that video that's aired repeatedly over the years of Al-Qaeda operatives swinging on monkey bars and running through an obstacle course at a training camp.
And the same would be true of interviews with Osama bin Laden, where he advocates killing Americans wherever he can find them. And ABC broadcast that on their website and on television stations all over the world. Is that permitted? Is that a crime? Well, of course not.
David Nevin is uniquely placed to talk about the Mahana case. That's because back in 2004, he handled a similar one. He defended a University of Idaho college student. The student had volunteered his computer skills to a local Muslim charity. He ran their website. Prosecutors said that buried deep in that website were violent messages that encouraged attacks on the U.S. They charged the student with providing material support to a terrorist organization. Essentially, he was lending his expertise to keep the website running. It was a very public, highly charged case. Again, attorney David Nevin.
Like everyone else, I understood what I was told and what the media was told at the time. And it was only later that it became clear that there was really nothing at all behind it. There was never any allegation that he had said anything that supported terrorism. But even if he had, that's not a crime to do that.
Nevin argued that the First Amendment protected speech on the website. His client, the student, was acquitted of the terrorism charges against him. Which brings us to today's case in Boston. Tariq Mahana's attorneys say that the First Amendment protects him, too. That defense is one reason why he's getting enormous support. Occupy Boston protesters showed up in the courtroom today, and there have been hip-hop and rap songs written about the case. There was even a flash mob in Boston earlier this month dancing to one of the songs about it.
Set him free, set him free. Free Tariq Mahana. Stop this racist drama. He is being framed. Set him free, set him free.
The flash mob dancers only numbered in the dozens. It was mostly white college kids wearing pink T-shirts that read Free Tariq on the front. But this isn't the sort of thing that typically happens in a terrorism case. Now, Mahana isn't just on trial because of his blog. Prosecutors also say that he had conspired to shoot up a local shopping mall. And they told jurors that they will play wiretap tapes that will reveal the details of that plot. Mahana is also accused of lying to the FBI. That means even if he wins the day on First Amendment grounds, there are other charges that could be harder to beat. The trial is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. Mahana faces up to life in prison if convicted. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.